Chapter 3. Casa Nostra. Gallinaro is long and thin. It stretches along the crest of a hill for around 2 kilometres. For much of the way, only one house deep on either side of the road. At the highest point, around the church, the town spreads out into a maze of narrow cobbled alleys, wide enough for a laden donkey to pass. Below the church, there is just room for a long, thin piazza, not much wider than the road. My house opens off the road. From the front it is a two-story house, with only 4 windows facing the street, all on the first floor. The street is narrow, and the houses on the other side are tall, so the front of the house is mostly in shade. With the lack of windows at street level, this makes the entrance gloomy. Just inside the door there is a dark, black staircase to the first floor. At the top there is a small, formal sitting room, with a balcony on the street side and double doors leading to the roof terrace on the other. After the gloom of the stairs, the first floor seems ablaze with light. The terrazza is a big one, 8 by 5 meters, from which 2/3 of the Comino Valley is visible. It is hard to describe the scale of the view. The terrazza looks nearly due west, and on a clear day, such as after a thunderstorm, you can see Veroli, a town 37 kilometers away, as the crow flies. As you look westwards, the Apennines rise on the right. On hazy days, only those that encircle the valley are visible, but sometimes you can see the higher mountains behind them, and sometimes the even higher ones beyond. The Silara range is on the left, cleft in the middle, where a deep, steep-sided gorge has been cut through by the river Melfa. Before you stretches the valley, past the old Norman keep at Vicalvi, and the lake at Posta Fibreno, almost as far as Sora. The valley is wide below Gallinaro, but tapers to the west, towards Vicalvi. The light is extraordinary and ever-changing. My wife, an artist, sits for hours trying to capture the ephemeral plays of light in watercolours. The view is never the same. Distant hills come in and out of sight.